recorded on the 19th of August 2004.
My name is Edith Kitty Cooper.
Yes. Yeah. And your name when you before you married?
That was my Cooper. Name before I was married.
I see. Yes. Yes. And what? When were you born?
The 28th of October, 1910.
You were, where were you born?
Rowan's Castle.
Yes, where? Next to the pub?
Next to the Castle Inn.
Yes.
That's just under the arch.
I know. Mm-hmm. What did your parents do? What was your
My father was the carrier from here to Portsmouth.
Yes.
He had two horses first.
Yes.
I was with him for a 12 month, but after that I went into McIlroy's in Commercial Road, first hand in the gents department.
Before, did you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
No, you were an only child.
I was the only child.
Did you go to school in Rowland's Castle?
Yes.
Where?
Redhill.
Redhill.
And then I went to Idsworth, because the doctor said he thought the walk to Idsworth would do me good in the morning.
How far was that?
Oh, it was quite a way up there.
So after you left school, you went to McIlroy's.
That's right.
In Portsmouth.
That's right.
Yes. And how did you travel there?
Train.
You went on the train?
Yeah. I caught the 8 o'clock in the morning and back on the 6 o'clock at night.
Did you work Saturday? Did you work on Saturday?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It was their busy day.
And what time? Till 6 o'clock on a Saturday?
9 till 6. We opened at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Closed
yes.
at 6 yes. at night.
Yes. Did you enjoy the work?
Yes.
Tell me about your father. Did he go once a day to Portsmouth?
Yes.
And where did he pick up the parcels?
All around people's houses, because there was no delivery from a shop in Portsmouth in those days at all. Nobody delivered anything. So the people used to go down and shop. And then my father went down and picked their goods up.
Oh, I see. And where did he stable the horses?
Well, first of all, we lived next to the Castle Inn.
Yes.
In that little cottage there. Mm. And the yard along there, down to the next house, is where we kept the horses. Well, we kept them in the Castle Inn.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I see. Yes. And how many years did he do that for, do you know?
About 5, I think.
Did your mother work?
No.
No. Yes. And after you, how long did you work in McIlroy's in Portsmouth?
A good many years, because I served my apprenticeship there.
Yes.
And then I became first hand.
Yes. In the gents. In the gents department.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Did you ever meet Mr. McIlroy?
Yes.
Can you tell me anything about the family?
Well, no, I can't really. I can't remember much. No. They lived at, was it Havant? That's right. Yes.
And when did you stop working at McElroy?
No, you've asked me something I can't tell you. I think I worked there for 5 years.
Yes. And then?
I went to the Lamport Drapery Bazaar.
What was your job there?
Same.
Yes. And you enjoyed it? Did you like it?
Oh yes, very much so. It's what I always wanted to do.
Really? Yes.
I always wanted to be a shop assistant.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And when did you stop doing that?
Gordon. I think I was there for 5 years. I think it was 5 years. And I used to catch the train up here in the morning.
Yes.
Get off in Commercial Road station and walk up to McElroy's.
Yes, yes.
Because they were at the top of the road then. They weren't where they were latterly. It was a lovely shop.
Yeah. And when did you marry?
1900 and, Gordon. It's in there, I think, Jeff. In that book.
Yes.
But what used to happen, he went to the same school as Jack Barrett, Barrett's Garage on Red Hill. Jack Barrett went to the same school and they got friends.
Yes.
So Eddie came up here every weekend and stayed with Jack up at the garage.
Yes.
And Mrs. Barrett was the organist over the church and Mr. Barrett was the choir master. And I was in the choir and we were all over there.
Yes.
So it was lovely, really.
So you were married on the 20th of June 1937, in the middle of the summer.
Yes.
Yes. Can you remember anything about your wedding?
Well, I had a lovely wedding.
Yes. Good. Yes. And what was your husband's job?
He was, Oh, builder.
Bill. Who for?
Well, they had their own business.
Did they?
Yes, yes. Cooper's in Portsmouth.
I see. And where did you live after you were married?
Here, Rowlands.
Yes, which house?
That's me dad and me mum. And that's Eddie.
Say that again, yes.
There was no shop delivered in Portsmouth at all, anywhere. And my father started up a business of delivering to the people.
Yes.
They went down there shopping, and he went and collected the things for Durrance and Finchdean and all around.
Yes.
We had two horses.
Yes.
First.
Yes. And your husband got the OBE. What did he get the OBE for?
What, my husband?
Yes. Yes.
Well, he didn't do manual work.
No.
But he did, if they wanted something built, then he prepared for it, you know.
Yes. And which house did you live in, Rowlands Castle, after you were married?
Over there.
Those cottages?
Yes. No, the big one. Well, it's the big one now because they got the. We had the rooms upstairs, but we didn't have any windows when we lived there. They've been put there since the
White House.
The big one over there next to the policeman.
I know. Yeah.
That was our yard. Where those two cottages are over there was our yard. Because they've been built since.
Yes. And what was it like going to Buckingham Palace?
Oh gosh, marvellous. Really lovely.
Do you remember anything?
Yes. The firm took us up there.
Yes.
And we stayed the night in a hotel and they sent us to a theatre. I can't remember. Well, I've got it all down somewhere. It's in there, I expect. They sent us to a theatre in London.
And did you have any children?
No.
What took you up to Scotland?
Well, my husband worked out there.
In the building trade?
Yes. He didn't actually ever do any manual work. He did arranging all the programs for the building.
Yes.
But he never worked manually.
And it looked as if you had some lovely holidays.
Yes.
Did you go to Africa?
No.
No. No.
No. My husband was there.
And tell me about anything in the village that you remember. Can you tell me anything about the village fair?
Well, it hasn't altered all that much, really, really, you know. I lived in a little cottage next to the Castle Inn, under the arch. And then we came and lived up over there.
Yes.
But it wasn't like it is now, of course. We had rooms up the top, but no windows then. And the policeman was next door.
Yes, yes. And can you tell me anything about the shops in the village?
Well, Wickington's and Hearn was the grocers down at the corner, down the bottom. That was and the post office was in there first.
Yes.
Until they moved. But, there's not much else to tell you really about the village because, you know, just stayed a little shop down the bottom.
And what, did you belong to any clubs or organisations?
Well, we had a tennis club up in the playing field, which I belonged to.
Yeah.
I belonged to the tennis club. And over the church, I worked over here. Thank you very much, dear. I worked over there in the church. First of all, I taught the children. I played the piano for the hymns for them at the Sunday school. Then I played the organ after that in the church for a little while, and then that was that.
Yeah.
Eddie came up from Portsmouth, because he lived in Portsmouth, because he was friends.
Interviewer's note, the house referred to as over there by Mrs. Cooper, I believe to be Eagle House on the Green, and the church she refers to is the United Reformed Church, also on the Green in Rowland's Castle. The interview was terminated because Mrs. Cooper became very repetitive.